Welcome to the Real Happy Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Toni Ann, the blogger and content creator at Real Happy Mom, where moms can find encouragement and practical tips for this journey called motherhood. I also have this podcast to introduce you to other moms from various walks of life. And today it will be just me. I'll be giving you 11 fundamentals for busy moms to stay healthy easily in episode number 20. But before we jump into this episode, I want to make sure that you know about my planners. My weekly and meal planner will help you stay on task and know what's for dinner. So head over to realhappymom.com/planner to get yours. Now let's jump into this episode of the Real Happy Mom Podcast. Now I get it. You're a busy mom. You have a lot going on and a lot of things to get done. And staying healthy can be a challenge. So I have these 11 fundamentals to help you stay healthy. And number one is walk. Walking is the easiest form of exercise. Whether it's walking around in the parking lot or walking around outside in the neighborhood. If you can, park your car a little bit further from where you work and walk. If you have a few minutes extra during your lunch break, take a walk. There's many opportunities for you to take a walk and get a little bit of exercise in your day. Even if it's just walking around the complex or, like I said, walking around in the house. And also try to use the stairs instead of the elevator. And if you can, try to use a device that tracks your steps, like a Fitbit or the watch that I currently have, the Garmin watch, which you can get in the show notes if you head over to realhappymom.com/20. So number two is keeping healthy snacks available. It's so easy to walk over to the snack machine and get a bag of chips or a candy bar when you're hungry. But if you have healthy snacks available, you're less likely to make poor choices when it comes to snacks. Even frozen meals are fast and convenient when you're busy, but these foods are typically high in calories, so you want to avoid these if you can. So pack healthy snacks like almonds, vegetables, even some hummus and protein bars, yogurt, fruit are quick snacks that you can have available when you need something to pick you up during the day. Number two is try to consume meals that are higher in protein and fiber. Protein helps to keep your blood sugar low and helps to slow down digestion and makes you feel fuller longer. And the same goes for fiber. If you're eating foods higher in protein and fiber, you will less likely consume a lot of really high calorie foods. Some really good protein-rich foods that are ideal for busy moms is a single serving of cottage cheese, a hard-boiled egg, a peanut butter on a wheat bread, or oatmeal. These are some of my favorite things to have during meals that are high in protein that keep me full and do not have so many of the calories, so I don't have to feel bad if I indulge it a little bit more. Next is find ways to exercise at your desk. You will be amazed at some of the exercises that you can do. I'll put a link in the show notes to some exercises that I found when I searched for the word deskercise. I honestly didn't think it was a thing, but it really is a serious thing out there. So if you have a job that requires a lot of sitting, you definitely want to make sure that you move around every now and then. Sitting for a long time is not good for your health, and some studies even suggest that you should avoid prolonged sitting and try to stand for at least 5 minutes out of every hour. So some of the exercises that you can do at your desk are some push-ups against your desk, or do some what we call raising the roof. You may look a little silly and may be humiliated, but like I said, you'll get to move around and get that blood flowing. Number five is include some high intensity short workouts. Now, if you're short on time, I get it. Trying to get to the gym to exercise can be a challenge, but you can get in a really good workout in 10 to 20 minutes that you could actually do in 30 minutes or more. So it's not about the quantity, but it's the quality of the workout. Doing a short, high intensity workout is ideal for you as a busy mom in this short period of time. Now, to find some ideas for some high intensity workouts, make sure to check out the show notes for some high intensity workouts. Number six is meal prep. This is by far one of the best ways to help with making sure that you eat some of the best foods and you don't consume a lot of junk foods, and plan out for the week. So typically every Sunday you should spend an hour or two preparing food for the week. It may seem like a lot, but it will save you a ton of time and a ton of calories during the week. So if you can commit to, even if it's just 1 hour on Sundays, to food prep, you'll definitely find that you'll make better choices. Number 7 is make a little extra for leftovers. Now, leftovers can be a lifesaver. This can be a huge time saver for you if you already have some meals prepared in advance. So making a big dinner and then portioning off a little bit for lunch or for dinner the next day is a great way to save time. If you can, make meals that you can freeze and then reheat. One of my favorites to make that I freeze and reheat throughout the week is lasagna. This is an easy way to incorporate vegetables if your child doesn't like it. Especially if you have a food processor, you can put some vegetables in the food processor and add it to your lasagna. Now, to find the easy recipe that I use that you can tweak and add to, head over to the show notes and you will see this lasagna recipe that I use. Next, you want to reduce your stress. When your body is producing too much stress, you produce a hormone called cortisol, which is a stress hormone. And this hormone can do a lot of things if it's excessive. It can disrupt your sleep and cause you to eat more. And these are two things that you don't want to happen. In episode 19, Esther shows how to breathe. She talks about looking at a little baby and watching how they breathe. They use their stomach a lot. Versus an adult, you'll see them breathing and their shoulders are moving up and down. So be like that baby who just doesn't care and lets their gut hang out and just breathe in and out slowly, deeply with your belly. Now, definitely check out episode 19 when you're done to find out more ways that you can reduce your stress. Number 9 is give up dieting. Again, in episode 19, Esther talks a lot about living a healthy lifestyle. And that's why stress came up, because you can't live a healthy lifestyle with stress. But dieting is one thing that doesn't really help you in the long term. Instead, create a lifestyle that is healthy that you can sustain for the long term. Now, in episode 19, Esther talks about this healthy lifestyle and gives an example about how dieting is just short term. And then once you finish the diet, you revert back to your bad habits and the eating that you once did that caused you to either have an unhealthy lifestyle or gain weight. So give up dieting altogether and try to live a healthier lifestyle. And one simple way that Esther gave to live a healthier lifestyle is to eat more vegetables. This is one thing that I know personally I don't do much of, and it's one thing that she says that she's noticed a lot of people don't do enough. So if you can, incorporate more vegetables until half of your plate is vegetables at mealtime. Another thing is make sure you get enough sleep and drinking enough water. And then watch the foods that you're eating and making sure that you're getting a balanced meal. Now, number 10 is watch your drinks. One of my biggest culprits that caused me to gain weight easily is sodas. I used to love drinking Coke, but if you ever turn that Coke bottle around and look at the nutritional facts on there, those Cokes are high in sugar and high in calories. So watch the drinks that you're taking, especially the alcohol intake, because this can lead to you having an unhealthy lifestyle. And last but not least is self-care. Self-care is something that I'm very passionate about, and I would love for all mommies to make sure that they incorporate into their daily and weekly routines. So practicing self-care doesn't have to be expensive or elaborate or time-consuming. Definitely check out episode number 15, where I share with you self-care ideas that cost no money. And just make sure if you do anything, do something that you enjoy. So there you have it. Those are my 11 fundamentals for busy moms to stay healthy easily. So let's run through these one more time. Number 1 is walk. Number 2, keep some healthy snacks around. Number 3, eat meals high in fiber and protein. Number four, find ways to exercise at your desk if you have a job that requires a lot of sitting. Number five, incorporate some high intensity workouts that doesn't have to take a long time. Number six, do some meal prepping. Number seven, save a little extra food at dinner for leftovers. Number eight, reduce your stress levels. Number nine, give up dieting altogether. Number 10, watch your drinks. And number 11, practice self-care. Now, if you found that this episode is helpful, do me a favor and let another mommy know about it. To find the links in the show notes that were mentioned in this episode, head over to realhappymom.com/20. Thanks so much for listening, and I will catch you in the next one.